did that, second it, if you want to.
Motion has been made twice and seconded, that we come out of the executive session, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, aye, aye. Okay, Jim, aye.
Aye. Okay, I got it right here. JF.
Are you back on, Lynn?
Yep.
Thank you. And we are out of executive session. Where are you at, John? Where are we moving to now?
Utility, just the utility capital improvement.
Yeah, that utility capital improvement, one of the most important things to the sewer board right now is to try to do things that's going to make our system more tight and more efficient.
John, is it going to take this money?
And are we going to spend that amount of money in that?
Are we going to spend that amount of money in?
We very well could.
Okay, then will you bring us a breakdown for what is contained within that? That's all we ask for.
Okay.
Correct.
I can do that.
All right, that's it. That's it. Because what I showed there with all those numbers taken out, I'm zeroing out GIS mapping, equipment purchases, permits, recording fee, because that really has nothing to do with us.
Mm-hmm. That's all our stuff.
Right. So I showed that we potentially will pass through $9,340,000. And I'll tell you why, if I'm going to run through those numbers one more time.
Yeah, please.
Just, I mean, this is just a rough draft. Mm-hmm. Drawing out. Here it goes. We have the capital improvement administration fee, which is $180,000. I have left legal fees in the concept fee phase for $75,000, and we don't have to. Professional services for...
Well, I'll tell you what, getting them some of these legal issues or anything, that's where that's coming in.
You had TCRSD, you had Capital Improvement Administration.
$180,000. Mm-hmm. I took B Creek out because we told them we were going to pay it up there where we were anyway.
Okay, so B Creek's been moved up.
Uh-huh.
All right, I've done that.
Okay. And then we're into the concept phase expenses. I have $75,000 for...
What happened to legal notices, public
hearing? I think you made it zero.
Because that's going to be part of their administrative fee.
That was something on that they charged us, the county did, I guess, whatever you have to do, that publishing paper or something.
Yeah, so zero. Legal notice and tax sale zero, publication zero.
Legal fees?
I left it $75,000 unless you guys want to do some
professional services.
I left it $50,000.
What are those professional services for?
That could be for auditing. That could be for extra engineering that we need that's not on a project that's listed on here.
Emergency project or something.
Emergency concept.
That could be for spillover.
Look out, Acres Engineering.
I had I moved a bunch of stuff. All I got left in here is Mildred project for $100,000. I can go reprint this, guys.
I just want to know where Mildred is. Mildred is 100.
Uh-huh.
You got rid of the 10,000.
Yep.
I got it.
And then I have 100,000 for the Cedar Point H Highway concept. Okay. I'll reprint this.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
And that is
100,000 for the concept. And then we also have Parasite North Valley View Treatment Plant concept for $25,000. That's all the expenses I had in the concept section.
And
okay,
on Parasite North, we left some money in there.
Well, let me go down the construction phase now.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm there. I need to.
Okay, so the construction phase, I left $750 in the Meadow Ridge.
This might have been easier for you, John.
Probably would have been.
In the construction part,
mm-hmm.
I left the Meadow Ridge project at $750, which is right there.
Mm-hmm.
I left the $2.4 million in there for the T Highway. Yep. I put $200,000 for Lookout Acres.
Okay.
I left your $10,000 for Lookout Acres construction engineer. Engineering.
That's going to be back up there.
The construction, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I put it back down here.
I drew it down because you said it was
beyond concept.
Construction.
It's construction.
Yes, sir.
And then I put Parasite North project down to $500,000. Okay?
Okay.
And then all I did is utility capital improvements. I put $4,950,000, and everything else is zeros.
Okay. Equipment purchase and all that's all zeros?
Well, that's what I was asking. Right now it's zeros. You tell me what we're going to do with that.
Well, that the $15,000 was for a purchase of a field unit for the GIS, for a data collection unit.
Is that capital?
be part of our GIS project program. That's part of the deal. It's going to be for building. If we're building sewer systems and we get to where we can use it, we can be out there and we can start getting GIS points.
So you're saying you're going to put $15,000 back there?
That's what it's for. I don't know if it'll cost it much talking to Ed Fisher.
Your recording fees?
I put everything to zeros. You tell me what you want.
Recording fees are recorder easements that we obtain. We record all of our easements that we obtain.
You ask, is that part of a capital improvement?
Yes. How much is that again?
Yeah, $8,000.
Okay.
That's the number, guys.
All right. GIS mapping was how much?
I've got $50,000 in there to test that out, and what we want to do is go back and tighten it up for some more accuracy once we get her.
Okay.
And then post-construction repairs.
Post-construction repairs, guys, is like down at Ozark Beach where the contractor's pulled out, and it happens on every project that you have a few things still left over.
Okay.
Like I have no yard in the back?
Yeah.
There's people out there like that.
Bronze yard.
Subcategory Ron Yard.
What I have is a ditch. I don't spend all that. I'll do it.
Ron Hausman's yard.
Rather than try to get the contractor to come back and all that, we can just hire a local guy to come in, do some yard repairs and stuff.
He wanted me to tell you that he wants a pool for $22,000.
Well,
is that on?
$9 million. $9,443,000 is my total of what we're saying that's available to pass through with the proper intergovernmental agreement.
And that's just what we would be handling.
Correct.
And I did. Okay.
Now, if that's satisfactory, I will save and print him a copy or let Rick put it in his formats. Now, I can tell you that we're allocating.
And this format's going to pretty much be how I get it from you guys, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when we spend these dollars, we'll still prepare a warrant. It'll come through Rick's office.
No.
We're sending you the money. You're your bookkeeper of your own.
Yeah, we don't do it anymore. We don't do it.
We're going to take this money. You give us a check and put this in our bank account.
You bet.
It was in our government?
We're not giving you a check. Just here's a budget. We're sending you a check. We're going to go through the hoops that are in that
intergovernmental agreement. Mm-hmm. So you have to do an intergovernmental agreement for.
They agreed on there that last Friday.
Okay. Right here. We need an intergovernmental agreement for Cedar Point H Highway and one for Powersite North for the concept phase and the Mildred project. Yeah. That's the three ones we would need for concept based off this agreement.
I was kind of thinking we've already got an engineering contract. Engineers already working out there. We need to go back and get an agreement on work that's already occurring out there on Powersite.
If you want it to be paid, if we want money to be passed through, we got an intergovernmental agreement to pass money.
We just signed an agreement between us and you that we're going to have an agreement so that we can pay you.
Yeah, we can't pass money without an agreement on each project.
I'm just thinking that I'll have to go back and look for that. There's got to be an agreement already on the power site north of the Great River Engineering and the County Sewer District because they're working out there and they have been for like a year in designing that system. So there's already got to be an agreement on that already in existence.
We just signed a new one.
Yeah, you would probably need to stop it until we get everything else in agreement because I don't want.
Okay, well, that's.
Well, I don't want to say stop it. We're only going to allocate this much money.
Let's take a look and see what you got. But before we write any checks, we're going to make sure that the clients.
That's why we're doing it this way with the new paperwork, so that we have intergovernmental agreements based on what phase it is.
Okay,
I'm with you. Come to my office. You guys will initiate.
It will become smooth, John.
Right.
I'm sure it will.
We'll initiate, and we would send away the
project.
We would initiate.
So I've got to go back, and we got to figure out how to get you an agreement that addresses that. Might not have to be a big deal. I worked that through our attorney, through Pat, or
I think the two of them should talk.
Yeah, what we're asking for them to do is a standard form, because there's going to be 8 or 10 intergovernmental agreements we're going to have on an annual basis, and just have a very standard one that we can spit out pretty fast.
Do you think Pat or Frank would develop that form that our attorney would review it?
Probably.
They've got the details and we fill in the blank.
Probably so.
For lack of better words.
Because I know they're already working on it from Jenner Ridge.
We could do that. We'll just have our attorney bill your attorney.
John, what we're working on right now is the intergovernmental. I already know that we're working on intergovernmental for Red Hill.
That was based on Pat's verbiage there, that one. The one on the between us and the one that's clean water.
Plus, you've got a lot to do.
There's two of them, actually.
There's a brand new agreement.
Then you have for Saturday?
Okay.
For Red River to pass that money. That's what they're working on. That form should be standard for you then.
Okay.
Sure. Rick, we're going to go out there tomorrow.
Cole's going out there right now. Okay. If you want to call him, we'll go find him and go out there if you want to.
Tomorrow.
Then they call him and see if we can go out tomorrow.
In the morning.
He's done. I think he's done. We've got to work through the details, John, and making sure we can pass. No more money can pass through without an intergovernmental agreement. So we got to make sure we get those things in place. I know Frank's working on one right now.
We've got Bill stacking up down there.
Hey. Can Danny and I go out and look at the rest of the cat in the morning, whatever you don't get?
In place, we can pass administrative fees through.
We can pass administrative fees in place right now.
Yeah. That's fine. Do we want to do that on a monthly basis?
Outlining our hours.
You want to go with
our other costs. The board talks about coming up with a multiplier to compensate for our share of the electric bill and working on capital projects, our fuel, not fuel that I use to drive to look at capital projects, instead of having to have all this.
You're in charge.
Why don't we
take that $180,000 and pass it through to them at the beginning of each quarter?
Yeah.
And in turn, they're going to provide the administrative services that are needed to
do the job.
So get an invoice from them for...
Would you invoice us for one-fourth of 180?
Yes.
That'll save Abby to go up and just do all of
that. Send us one invoice for $45,000 for first quarter...
Tell your attorney to talk to our attorney. They're the ones that agreed to put this thing together and ask, say, we need copies of media.
So, in a nutshell, for your understanding,
okay.
We are preparing we're allocating in the budget 94432 to Tannehill County Regional Sewer District. And like I said, I say with this, that's the number we agreed upon, right?
Right, but then our share is 25% that's going to be allocated for cities. You're going to provide the breakdown for us. And then we're going to make a decision as to whether or not we pass that through to you to allocate and oversee. Personally, I think that's the way to do it, just like you have in the past.
But we're going to break it down as an expense so that we show it's a line item that we have a municipality, incorporated area allocation.
If the sewer district thinks we shouldn't pass any money through those cities, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, I can ask them that. I don't know if there would be any. There never has been any pro or con to that really at all. It's just that they can't get the money to send invoices on work they've done that we've already approved. You know, they act like they just get passed directly to them.
That has been your policy.
Yeah, so what? So.
That's been your policy.
Back in 99, they went to the policy of just passing directly through the city steps.
Problem?
Yes,
I believe it.
Okay. We'll send you. You'll get a clean copy of what we've done.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'll get you a copy of that, and we'll kind of go from there. I'm still kind of confused on how we're going to handle that with the appropriate areas. You know, it's kind of like
it's going to be. Let's put it this way: it's going to be exactly the same way that it was.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be contained within our portion of the sewer sales tax dollars. Mm-hmm. You're going to advise us to whether or not dollars should come. If they do, we're going to pass them through to you.
And so we will come, as they bring a project in, I will review it on its merit, and then I will ensure that they have enough money to do what they want to do. Then I will bring a recommendation to the commission or write a recommendation to you, John.
Right.
Then you will transfer that money back to me.
Correct.
We will send it to you or we'll send a check direct based on your...
Well, you said direct to them.
And that would be the way to go. That's what we've been doing.
We'll send a check to them. We need the recommendation back at the merit.
We have been doing it that way, and we haven't been doing it that way. It seems to you like we've been doing it that way, but it's been coming out of your funds that have been allocated for you, but that we've been handling the books over here, therefore we're the ones that write the check and send it. But the checkbook says, it's your district on it.
If we have that money will have to be in a segregating fund.
True.
Not commingled with our money.
Right.
So it has to be in its own separate thing, which that's another bank account we'll have.
Well, let me tell you, that's what we're going to have to do. It won't be a separate account, but it'll be on paper.
Right. The county keeps throwing the big kettle.
It's in that
$27 million. Yes, it's in the big kettle, and that interest is in that same pot.
We're going to separate it out on paper.
Well, that's the way it has been. But just the flow of that is, if we can document that sometime when we have time to sit down and document the outline of how that flow will happen that we all agree on, so there's no, I might get off on another sheet of music between here and the office, you know what I'm saying?
Don't do that.
I don't want to.
We're going to take care of it.
The other thing on the Short Creek property down there, we're going to initiate a survey down there. But the Sewer Board was wanting the commission to consider the possibility of giving us more property on that site for the possible future treatment plant construction.
Do you have property on that site now?
What do you mean?
Is that what you just said? Give you more property?
Well, give us property. The pump station property down at the bottom of the hill will need to be cut out and transferred over, which is this property here.
Where's the email you guys? What property does this sit on, John?
That's on the dog kennel property.
I know that there's another so many acres down below. Are you sure that this is on the dog kennel property?
Mm-hmm. It's okay. All on one piece of land. See, the pump station is on county property. That's one of the pump station sites. It's under Tannehill County's name, or property under Tannehill County, which we'll need to survey out. But I guess with Hollister and Mike Zimmerman, they have looked at this area where the shooting range is to put a treatment plant there.
Yeah, so it's going to be a hard time because they get hit from the bullets from the shooting range.
So the Sewer Board would like to have that consideration that the commission may deem to
do away with the sheriff's shooting range.
I don't know.
You tell them that they deal with the sheriff on that one.
Are you guys going to be behind?
Is there no other property there?
There's another dirt pile.
Well, the only good place to actually build a treatment plant there where the animal shelter is, and one of the engineers recommended dozing it down. I said, what are you going to do with the animals? I mean, it's
a little
late.
There's a better piece of land along down here that I'd like to look at. It's owned by Table Rock Canyon LLC, but it's on south, about a quarter mile south of 165. But this is all hillside where this is. But if you've ever been to Hollister's plant, you'd realize it takes an acre or 2 acres to build a facility on. But they're looking at possibly trying to do something here since the county already owns the property.
Does it have to be on that precise location where the shooting range is?
Possibly not. But that's something that we just don't know for sure yet until we have to look at it.
Would you have somebody look at it?
We can.
That way we could adjust it.
But is your mind kind of open to that discussion in the future?
We're going to work with you. Everything's for sale.
Hey, it's fair enough.
It's ready.
Fair enough.
You separate districts are hard to deal with.
I understand.
Thank you, John.
All right,
Tom, we've got to get on to it.
Give me a number.
See ya.
All right. You got your email going, right?
Yes, sir.
Get it up to you here in short.
$1 million.
It's
an HR issue.
Still
open. And it goes away?
Well, we don't have time.
Do we? I'm going to read it just because I'm nosy.
Okay.
Can you email me a copy of it?
Appreciate
it.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
John, I'm going to be here with the talk.
He was coming, then he could start laughing.
Oh, can you turn this off for a second?